White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says work on a statement on North Korea is almost complete.
There is a statement. I think it's pretty well agreed. There are a couple sort of issues remaining dealing mostly with the form, not the substance of that statement.
Another White House official says the statement will express concern over North Korean missile launches and last month's nuclear test. He says it will call on North Korea to come into compliance with United Nations demands and return to the six-party talks on its nuclear program. While in Hanoi for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, President Bush is meeting with leaders of the four nations involved with the United States in the negotiations with Pyongyang, starting with South Korea. The United States wants South Korea to actively participate in an international program to intercept North Korean ships that could be carrying materials for nuclear weapons. South Korea has refused, in large part because it is concerned about possible North Korean retaliation. At the end of his meeting with President Bush, South Korean President No Moo-hyun said he will do all he can to stop North Korea's nuclear ambitions short of boarding ships. President No says although South Korea supports the principles and the goals of the Proliferation Security Initiative, it will not intercept North Korean ships. A few hours later, President Bush met with the new leader of another country involved in the six-party talks with North Korea, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
We spent time talking about North Korea and our common commitment to see that the six-party talks succeed.
On Sunday, Mr. Bush will continue his campaign for a strong international stand on North Korea as he meets with the presidents of China and Russia. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Hanoi.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。